Hello, Nerdy Legion. So today is August 14th. We are talking Comic Talk today. Comic Talk headlines as brought to you by me, Dustin, Mr. Gentle and Nerdy himself. There's so much going on. We actually have quite a bit to talk about, so I'm just head first, I guess. We are talking TV streaming and TV streaming, just like the rest of the sections, well, except for the rumors section, has follow-ups. We have just two follow-ups real quick. First up is the DC FanDome experience, which is this weekend. I'm pretty sure. I didn't write the date down because I take awesome notes, but next Saturday. I apologize. The 22nd. I do remember that. So next Saturday, the 22nd, is the DC FanDome experience. What is the follow-up? You stop rambling and get to the dang news already. The follow-up is that it will, in fact, only be available for 24 hours on their website. So this is partially my conjecture, is that the IGN and Nerdist and all of these other like big nerdy media outlets are going to do what they always do. GameSpot, all of these, Game Informer probably is going to get in on the action, I would imagine. They're going to do what they do when it comes to live streams, and they're going to record live streaming content from DC. I don't know if DC will have found a way to hinder this. There's no way to stop it, because at the very least, if you can put it on a computer screen, you can use a screen capture program and record it that way, or stream it that way. So very likely it won't only be available, but it'll only be available from DC Warner Brothers for 24 hours. And then it's going to be a little harder to find, and it's going to be easily dissected, because because it'll be very hard for someone to watch 24 hours of straight content. It sounds like each of these sections of the FanDome experience have programming that runs approximately 8 hours. So if you want to watch everything, you will be awake and watching your computer screen for 24 hours straight, because there's six sections. That's more than 24 hours. So it's impossible. There's six. There's six sections of the FanDome. So that would be freaking impossible to do. So you're going to have to try and find some of this in post. It's just a very interesting decision from DC Warner Brothers. But yeah, so that's the follow-up there. Next follow-up is real quick, and it's about The Witcher. There is news that they have resumed filming season 2, and this is honestly something like 3 weeks ahead of schedule, which is a great sign for things to come. So those are our follow-ups. Now let's get into the news. First up, we have SpongeBob SquarePants is getting a spin-off. Yeah, so Patrick Starr, it's going to be called The Patrick Starr Show, and it's going to be a late night style talk show that Patrick hosts, and it's animated, and I don't know what this is going to be. I'm a little too old to be super excited about SpongeBob. That was a few years past my time, so I don't necessarily understand the draw, but it will be interesting to see how they turn what is technically a children's program into something resembling a late night talk show. I don't know how that's going to work, but we will definitely be keeping tabs on it. Next, we are talking about Star Wars The Holiday Special. That's right, The Holiday. Well, okay, not The Holiday Special, but a new holiday special. This time it's going to be Legos. It's going to be on Disney Plus in November. And it's going to be very similar. It's going to be the Day of Days, I believe is what they called it, The Wookiee celebration is going to be a central focus of this. There's going to be a section where Rey goes through time and talks to Jedi from the past, present, and future, and just very interesting. I don't know how they're going to fit all of the things they've announced into 45 minutes on Disney Plus, but it is a Lego thing, so there's only so much Lego you can stare at, I guess. I don't know. But it'll be great. It'll be a lot of fun. The Lego movies and the Lego games and all the Lego properties in this vein are very well written, very well crafted, very well executed. So this very likely is going to be right along the same lines of all that. And we're moving on. Our final piece for TV streaming has to do with Avatar: The Last Airbender, the live action series over on Netflix. The original creators who were a part of this, Michael Dante DiMartino and Brian Konietzko. Both have left the project. They have both released separate announcements saying this. But basically, both announcements say approximately the same thing, and that's they weren't getting the kind of support from Netflix that they felt like they should be getting, and therefore they don't agree with where things are going. And so they were like, "All right, my creation, I know thee not." They have both stepped away. It is still being developed. It is still happening, and they both readily acknowledge the fact that it could still be good. It just won't be what they wanted. And that's paraphrasing, but that's very close to what the DiMartino said. So we will be watching this with a trepid eye, but that is all we have for TV streaming. Let us now move into movies. Movies, our follow-ups here have to do with the Fear Street movie collection, the three horror movies that were adapted from the R.L. Stine books by Lee Janik, have now found a release home. The place that is going to be releasing these three movies is going to be Netflix, starting next summer. So summer of 2021, they will begin releasing then. So presumably July-ish we'll be getting one a month on Netflix from this again. Lee, I'm gonna butcher the name one more time, but J-A-N-I-A-K, Janik. L-E-I-G-H is the first name. I'm very interested to see, because the Goosebumps adaptation was so unique. It'll be interesting to see how they approach another one of R.L. Stine's properties. Next, follow-up has to do with The Flash, and this one kind of flies in the face of some of the rumors we've been talking about the new Flash movie, in that Ezra Miller has been used to promote the Flash stuff over at the DC Fandome event. So that leads one to believe that maybe he's not on his way out, and he will in fact be the star of the movie when it releases. I mean, I kind of said that was how that was going to go, even though, whatever. All right, moving on. Next, we're talking about the actual news, and the first thing we're talking about in actual movie news is movie theaters. Both Metrolux and AMC have announced that they will be opening their theaters on August 20th. So next Thursday. The biggest part of this is AMC, because AMC is going to be offering a couple of really interesting things. On the date of August 20th, you'll be able to go see movies for 15 cents. That's right. You heard that correctly, because that's how much a movie cost when they opened their first theater in 1920. They're going to be doing that again for this release. However, it's not as great as you're thinking it is, because it is going to be classic movies. It's going to be like A New Hope. It's going to be really old, not necessarily really old, because Inception's on the list as well. There's a number of movies that have been released, and most of them for a very, very long time, that you'll be able to go see in theaters for 15 cents. And that is only on August 20th. Now, going forward from that, they will still continue to do things like this. It will just be a $5 ticket charge and not a 15 cent ticket charge. No word on how long this program is going to continue. Very likely until they can fill up all of their theaters with brand new movies. So brand new movies like Mulan and Tenet and so on and so forth will all be getting the theatrical treatment, assuming another act of God does not happen between now and then. So that's what we have on that one. Next, we're talking about Batman: Soul of the Dragon. This one's really quick. They just announced the main cast, voice cast for this animated movie. Also, this animated movie exists. I don't know how I missed this until about 3 days ago when I started the research for today's episode. So this one's going to be, before we get into the casting, it's going to be set in the 70s. So I don't know how that's going to screw with their timeline in the animated universe, but I digress. The casting is as follows. We have David Giantoli as Batman, Michael Jai White as Bronze Tiger, Kelly Hu as Lady Shiva, and Mark Dacascos. I'm sorry for mispronouncing that name as well. But he will be playing Richard Dragon. So if you missed that, the guy from Grimm is going to be the new voice of Batman, at least for this movie. I'm very interested to see what Giantoli is going to bring to the role. That's all we have, though, so we got to move on to the last piece in movies, and that is Twilight of the Mallrats. And this one almost could have gone in rumors. Almost. But because it comes directly from Kevin Smith, and it's been known that Ben Affleck is very willing to work with Smith again, it sounds like Ben Affleck is going to be in Twilight of the Mallrats. Assuming, again, another act of God doesn't get in the way. But Kevin Smith said he wrote the character, the character's name, I'm sorry, I forgot it. Where did it go? Shannon Hamilton wrote the character into the script. That is the character that Affleck played in the first Mallrats movie, so it will be him returning now as a convicted felon because I love Kevin Smith and that's hilarious somehow. But yeah, so that is where we're at with Twilight of the Mallrats. That's all we got for movies. We're into the rumor mill and rumors. We've got four of them. First up is Green Lantern. There are rumored casting announcements that are going to be coming around the corner. So first up, we have Michael Kenneth Williams as Sinestro, James Marsden and Linda Cardellini will be Hal Jordan and Carol Ferris, and Yovan Adepo will be John Stewart. This is I don't want to go into all four of them and the likelihood for all four of them. So we're just going to give this a general 20% likelihood. I honestly feel like Michael Kenneth Williams is, because of his stature right now, and he's kind of on his way up. Yeah, he's of all of these makes the most sense. The rest of them, but as Sinestro, that's the part that really kind of throws a wrench in it for me. I don't necessarily see him as Sinestro. So yeah, just generally speaking, 20% likelihood, especially considering the source for this, or the sources, I guess, for this, about 20% likelihood that this is happening. Next rumor we're talking about is Injustice, and that is Injustice 3, the game. Rumors are abounding that Injustice 3 is going to be announced at the DC Fandome Experience, and then Boss Logic releases this image with some references to the Watchmen in it, and just, it looks fantastic, and Boss Logic has done work for NetherRealm Studios in the past, so everyone's going, well, this is definitely a sign, and Ed Boon is going to be on a panel for the Fandome stuff, and blah, blah, blah. All of this, absolutely, we're going to be seeing. No. No, we're not. Based off of the things that Boon has said, specifically that they're going to extend the they're going to extend the support for Mortal Kombat 11 longer than they have in previous years. They're currently hiring. We have seen them post jobs listings for certain things. So they are gearing up for Injustice 3. They are gearing up for potentially another project as well. But they are not working on anything other than Mortal Kombat right now. I know that's probably, I'm probably a little bit biased in that direction because that's my favorite of all of the things that they do. It's honestly one of my favorite of all of the things, period. Flavor that in how you take this information from me. But Boon has said that there's so many things going on with Mortal Kombat specifically that it doesn't make sense that we would be seeing an Injustice announcement this early. Very likely sometime in 2021, maybe this time in 2021. Absolutely, that would be expected. But right now, there's way too much on their plate in the Mortal Kombat realm of things. And they still have to gear up, staff up, rather, for these other projects. So just doesn't make any sense to me. I'm saying 0% likelihood that this is going to happen. And then next we have more rumors about Iceman, and it's just more rumors about Shia LaBeouf. And they're coming from better sources now. So this is starting to pick up a little steam, if you will. So yeah, that's the likelihood for Shia LaBeouf. I can't remember what I did in the last episode. I didn't double check my notes from that, but I'm saying because of the source this time, we're looking at probably 35-40% likelihood now that Shia LaBeouf will be Iceman. And he's also been rumored for Wolverine. He's also been rumored for, well, I don't remember what the other one was, but this one is the only one that's been coming from multiple sources for a slightly more significant amount of time. So there is that. And then our final rumor for the episode is Hawkman. We talked previously about how Michael B. Jordan was rumored to be looked at for Hawkman. The two new actors that are being added to the rumors list are Michael Fassbender and Armie Hammer. Fassbender, I think, might be a little too old. Well, I don't know. The Rock is Black Adam, so maybe that makes a little bit of sense. But Armie Hammer seems to be a very interesting and I feel like a very viable choice for this. So Fassbender, I'm going to say 10% likelihood that that's actually legit. But Armie Hammer, because I want that to be a thing, we're going to go 20% on that one. So that's what we've got for rumors, guys. And that does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then you can jump over to nerdylegion.com for all of the other podcasts we offer on the subject. Or if you want the full news show, or if you want some other generally nerdy bits like music reactions and analyses and movie reviews and so on and so forth, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.